when God led me to homeschool. Marijuana was being smoked on the back seats of the school bus. The driver told the kids if they supplied her with beer, she would turn a blind eye. Sounds like a nightmare, doesn't it? Perhaps to you it sounds like something that might happen today. Actually, the year was 1987. I was the mother of six young children, some of whom rode that bus. I got on my knees in desperation and prayed long and hard. It was a Friday. I prayed over that weekend and Sunday went to church with my six. There was a new family there that week. The young mother and I introduced ourselves. One of the first things she told me was that they homeschooled and asked if I had ever thought about doing the same. I had. The public school had previously told me that homeschooling didn't exist in our state. In fact, in 1987, there were still a couple of states that imprisoned homeschooling parents. This new family gave me information on an excellent school curriculum and, very long story short, I called. I was told immediately by the doctor and founder of a Christian school of their homeschooling curriculum for those desiring to teach from their homes. He spent hours talking me through the legalities and protocol for my children to be taken from public school and enrolled in our homeschool. By Monday morning, before the school bus arrived, my children were officially homeschoolers. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. The next 14 years were spent homeschooling my six each through their high school graduation. In future years, I would even assist my now adult children in homeschooling their children. God answered my desperate prayers that long ago day immediately and thoroughly. It took dedication and hard work on the part of each one of us. One must be there for your family and choose them over income and your free time. Sacrifices were many on all of our parts. The older children over the years would come to me with their after-school job money and tell me that since I had homeschooled them, they wanted to help financially so I could continue homeschooling their younger siblings. I would not have changed a second. The blessings of having them with me and encouraging each other were priceless. Our Christian faith, with much Bible study and prayer, was lived every day. We embraced God's word and, with his help, followed it. Homeschooling for us was something God directed us to do. See Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Isaiah 41:13, for I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. Deuteronomy 6:7, you shall teach them diligently to your children, and talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. Speaking of God's promises and commands. Colossians 3:23-24, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. Ephesians 6:4b, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. Your opportunity. We have further information if you wish to explore what God has for you and your children. Text 505-864-3553 and may God bless you as you do.